Welcome, Nate.
Welcome, Donovan, to the Reflex Blue Show from How?
Number 55.
This is an official show.
Right.
I'm getting tripped up because while we're doing this, which we people will hear after the conference, we're actually concurrently doing live recaps that people will hear while it's going on. So we're doing all kinds of mess from here, but now the conference is over as far as the listeners are concerned. But let's talk How.
Well, the reason we're talking How is because we have with us Amy Owen, the How Books Manager, Bridget McCarron, the How Art Director, and Jessica Kuhn. Kuhn?
Yeah, Kuhn.
All right.
You got it.
The How Associate Online Editor. So,
and ladies, how are you doing today?
We're good.
Today is the first official day of the How Conference. That actually kicks off later tonight. Right?
It does.
And we've been having kickoffs tonight, and right now there's like creative freelancers going on and a little bit of in-house stuff too. How's everything been going for you on the house side?
Good so far.
So far it's been really good. We did some workshops this morning.
How did those go? Did you have a favorite?
I only went to one, but it was my favorite.
Which one did you go? Okay, that's awesome.
It was Dave Holston, and it was strategic design,
But it was great, whatever it was.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, and your job is actually running the How Books end of
yes,
How?
Yes, I'm an editor.
Okay, and that's and not the actual magazine, but actually you guys have a full book line.
Yes, we do.
Oh, there's many different arms to the How octopus, if you will.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. If you like. Yeah. So, and books is one of them. You guys have the conference as well. We just talked about this a little bit before.
Yeah.
And, of course, the magazine and...
Competitions.
Competitions as well. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Designcast.
That's right. Yeah. The online content.
I mean, you can go to mydesignshop.com, and that's where, you know, a lot of the speakers that are here at the conference, they also do live design casts. I mean, you're there on the phone and watching the screen while they go through a presentation.
Tell me a little bit more about the way that works, because I've seen the design cast. I haven't done one yet, and so I don't know a whole lot about it. So I'm on the phone, you're telling me.
Yeah, and you're muted if you're participating, you're muted. And so, you know, that way you don't have a bunch of background noise. And the person goes through like they would, you know, a conference show. You know, you don't have the live right there experience of it, but you get to see they have a lot of visual slides.
But you also don't have to pay for the flight to be live there.
This is correct.
Right.
No hotel stay required.
Travel expenses are way down.
Yeah.
So that's a plus.
But then you can type in questions at the end.
Oh, sure. Okay.
And you still get expert advice from really great people.
Yeah, exactly.
And can you view those after they're done, too? Do you guys save those?
Yep. Yeah, you can view them. There's a huge library of them already. And then if you have a mic and speakers on your system, you can use that as well. Or you can listen through your headphones right through your computer. You don't have to hold the phone or whatever.
All right.
So.
Well, here, I'm gonna pull it back to the kind of matters at hand. What do you guys do? You guys have day jobs, and you go do online content and art direct. You art direct the magazine. I believe that is a solo position, right?
It
you
is
do
a solo
all of
position.
That.
Yes, yes.
When I found that out, because we had mentioned that we knew Trish, who had that job before you. She was on our old show. That blew my mind to find out that just one person does that job all year round.
Yeah, I was lucky to come in after Trisha Bateman. She did a great, great job for the magazine and was really gracious when I transitioned into the position about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, you know, 6 issues a year, and then everything else that we do for all of our online content. And so that's the job. That's the gig.
So what are the jobs when you're here? When you get, when the people that make How go all year round come to just the conference, are you running drinks for speakers? Mm-hmm. And find, oh yes, okay, all right, already.
I just handed off a pitcher of water to Amy in between sessions.
When you said handing off drinks for speakers, you said we did this morning. I'm like, I thought Justin Aarons wasn't in town yet.
Yeah.
He usually doesn't start drinking until at least 10.
It was just water.
Right.
I mean, is it harried and crazy the entire time? You guys have all three conferences together, like over one relatively quick span of time, and there's a lot of concurrent things going on.
And this is the first time we're doing that, so it's kind of exciting.
Is it working out?
Yeah, so
has anyone,
far it is.
Has anyone run so fast that they've fallen down yet?
Not getting
from point A to point B? So.
Not yet, but the week's not over. So.
Okay, yeah. It's early. Yet.
It's early. We haven't even had the keynote yet.
Fatigue has not yet started in, or started. So, and so you guys have been working for How. Now, Amy, you said you've been working for How for 8 years or 9 years now?
Yeah, it will be nine.
And then Bridget, 3 years, you said, and then Amy, you're just a baby. You've just been with How for two, which is really not a whole lot less than only 3 years. So. I'm really just giving you a hard time.
It's all right.
So Amy, you've probably been to an awful lot more conferences.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I've been to, I think this is my seventh.
Okay.
Right. I started in 2003.
So what can you tell me? Now, this is my first How conference.
Mm-hmm.
I have been an observer from afar for quite some time, and I only ever really get the stories of how wild and crazy it is. But, you know, if you could compare and contrast, you know, the conferences when you first started coming to the HANO conference to kind of what's being done nowadays, you know, does anything stand out to you that has, you know, grown or that, you know, that gets you really excited when you think about, you know, what's happening with HANO?
I think something that's grown tremendously has been the social networking. Obviously, there wasn't Twitter, you know, back in 2003. So attendees are really getting to connect with each other outside of the sessions a lot more. People are, you know, meeting up and planning things way ahead of time, which was done, you know, in the past too, but it's so much easier now with all the new social media. And people really get excited about it weeks ahead of time.
Yeah, even before the conference starts, there's like a whole online push of people tagging tweets and connecting up and demanding that I start going back to the How forum, and maybe we could talk. You're more online. We could talk later about current state of the How forum and forums in general.
Well, we can talk.
We can chat. Maybe we'll take that offline. We'll see.
Speaking of the online How stuff, you guys just relaunched a lot of your websites and all of that. What was the major push for that, or is it just it was time to do it?
It was time to do it. I mean, that's what it came down to. It was just, we wanted to be able to integrate, like, feeds and stuff of what's going on in the blog, recent articles. We wanted them to keep the homepage fresh.
The mini blogs. You know, you guys have, like, you guys have, you know, I think a blog for each conference. Right. You guys have a lot of online content.
Blog. Yeah.
Yeah, the in-house
blog. When people want to follow your websites, do you draw them just to the howdesign.com, or do you funnel them to the individual sites?
I think howdesign.com, like, as a place to start.
It's the umbrella.
Right. Yeah, it's the umbrella.
If we were going to send someone from this recording who may be listening right now to a How site, howdesign.com would probably be that one.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
And then at Hal Brand on Twitter is, you know, also a good way.
Yeah, that's the one. Ooh, who runs the Twitter?
That's kind of a little bit of everybody. Bren does most of the, like, little tweets here and there. Like, she's really enthusiastic about it, which is great.
Okay. So it's really kind of a group thing, and then bring it to them.
Yeah, we're all looped in right now. Like, we have our, you know, we're tweeting here and there from our sessions and throughout the day, and we have the blogs all feeding into Twitter too. But, like, as far as the individual tweets, mostly Bren, but we all chime in.
So as far as the relaunch of the website and focusing more on pulling in these feeds and the kind of the updated look, which is a part of it. Bridget, was that kind of your, did you spearhead that? Did you have anything to do with that at all?
Yeah.
No? Yes.
We all have been working on it. We've been pushing for a long time because we just felt that as a user, when you come to the site, it's just not all that friendly as far as searchability and being able to find what you're looking for, and then also integrating the social media that we feel like is really important. And we wanted people to know instantly when they come to the page what's new, what people are talking about, what we're talking about, and be able to get all of that, sort of a snippet of all of that, and then dive deeper however they want to. And the way our old site was functioning, that just wasn't working as well.
It was always a little difficult.
So,
that's all right to say, since you guys obviously know that and you totally fixed it.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's common with a site that grows beyond what it was originally built to do.
Right.
Yeah.
It was very static.
Yeah. We also have, I mean, as you mentioned earlier, we have a really small staff. So one of our challenges that's ongoing is being able to update frequently and keep our content fresh and new and interesting and let people see what the new things are and get interested every day.
Right.
Which the blogs do that. So now we have the blogs coming in to be the forefront. That's the first thing you see, one of the first things you see when you come in. So
yeah, Absolutely. So now question about the kind of the art direction of it, and perhaps the magazine in general, do you find it intimidating ever to be designing design content for designers?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's very intimidating. But, you know, I tend to just think that what I do is I'm a student of design. I pay attention to what everyone else is doing and what other designers are doing whose work I'm really interested in. And I try to pick up on trends and what's going on in the design community and somehow reflect that on the pages of the magazine. And if we can, in certain situations on our websites as well. So it gives me the opportunity to sort of be a little bit of a filter for what's mm-hmm. going on in the design community. And I try just to do the best I can to do that. And hopefully people will get a taste of that from the magazine.
I think so. There's a sort of a tone to how that I really enjoyed, and you know, I think that an awful lot of people do, and it comes across in the writing and the articles, but also just in the sort of the visual space of that content, and it just always feels really, really light and really, really friendly, and I think that comes across. I've always enjoyed that. Anyway.
Yeah, we recently did a internal branding thing, and our slogan that we came up with is "How is helpful?" And it is. It's just really friendly, and it's easy and approachable for people to come and get the content and information that they need, be it business or creativity. So we just really try to do that, both visually and from our content. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And across all branches, books and conferences and the magazine and the website.
I am glad you brought that up, because I was just going to ask you about How Books. No, so now, yeah. and to kind of relate, do you guys, and this is kind of a general question that I think our listeners want to know, is like, many times your authors are also designers.
Mm-hmm.
Do they pull double duty? Do they lay out that book and put that together themselves? Do you guys handle that?
Some of each. Sometimes our authors will design their own books, and sometimes we design them in-house. We have an How Books art director, Grace Spring, as well.
All right.
So it's about maybe 60-40, 40% authors designing their own books.
Do those show up on time, or do you find they just take forever?
Some of them
don't have to answer that question.
Yeah, is there anybody you want to ask? You want to call out?
You
want to
call out, dude? You know? Hey, buddy. Hey, you want to go ahead
Everybody's
and say that?
Everybody's on time except.
Yeah, who's missed deadlines in the last week? You can
Here's your big chance.
I can't.
So how do you decide what projects? Because I would imagine that you get pitches mm-hmm. for books. How do you decide? What you think is going to be a good fit for your publishing arm?
Well, Megan Patrick, who mm-hmm. is senior editor of How Magazine, is also How Books acquisitions editor. So uh-huh. she does all the acquiring of our books, and she's got a really good sense for what the market wants. She sort of has a little test that she puts potential authors through. She thinks about if they would be good conference speakers. She thinks about if they've written for the magazine. And so we do a lot of double or triple duty with a lot of our authors. We mm-hmm. we like to...
Is that to use them more or just to help promote what they're already doing?
Both. I mean, it's good to have good relationships with some designers in the community that we're, really happy with. And at the same time, we can use the magazine to promote the books. And we can use the conference, to have the authors of the book speak at the conference and sell books. It's all kind of
that just feeds on itself and just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So okay.
So that's good. Kind of our goal.
Do you guys have anything coming up shortly, maybe in the next quarter or two? Mm-hmm. Anything coming up that you're really excited about?
Yeah, we have a couple books that are at the printer now that will be coming out soon. One's called Typography for the People.
And who's that by?
It's by Daniel and Klaus Bellin. They're brothers. And they collected images of sort of handwritten signage and, just a market sign on a roadside, peach market or something like that. And then they came up with fonts based on the writing of people all across the world. So it's a really cool book.
And the fonts included with that?
The fonts are included with that. There's 15 free fonts that are included with the book.
It's pretty good.
So it's a really cool book. Yeah.
Okay. But you said there were a couple books.
Yeah. Another one is called The Creative Process Illustrated, which is by Glenn Griffin and Deborah Morrison. And it's sort of got an advertising slant, so it's a little bit different for us. We're sort of more graphic design oriented, but He asked top advertising professionals and copywriters and sort of other creatives in the business to map their creative process and actually draw it out. So he got actual process maps from these people, so you can kind of see what's going through their head, and that's really cool.
That makes me think about people that, like, how many of those people would have already had that completely sorted out? I've worked for a few places where they have gone through the effort of, like, branding their process as something that they sell, and it's like, I can't even think of as ludicrous a name as they were actually using. But
yeah, you always
like,
got to make up your own name.
Yeah.
And then
super
patented and copyrighted.
Like brand-tastic, like just ridiculous stuff like that.
Right.
And
yeah. Well, this is individuals, you know, for the most part.
There we go.
So it's really interesting. It's a good book.
Yes, yeah, so I'd be really curious about it, especially, I didn't mean to put down that process if it came across like that, but to especially to see the people who maybe didn't have it quite mapped out yet, or to kind of see what everyone's interpretation of
it. And some of it isn't even really a map, or, you know, it's kind of just, it's really interesting because there's, it goes across the whole range from people who actually write out different steps.
That door.
Okay. To people who just, you know, draw a mind map or put a little speck on the paper, and, you know, it's interesting.
One of my favorites was, I don't remember whose it was, but it was really funny because it was like, meet with the client, stay at the office till 10 p.m. and come up with 20 ideas, one that's absolutely brilliant. Go home, come in the next morning, read over the ideas, realize the one that you thought was brilliant sucks, go get Starbucks and start over.
Yes,
and like
that
is really what happens to me. When I work late on something, I'm like, this is so good.
Patented,
and then in the morning,
make a lot of money on that.
Yeah, in the morning I'm like, what was I thinking? This is
realizing that your previously awesome idea sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can patent that.
Yeah.
That might be a little too universal. So another question that I had and that I would love to know is, from the other side of the fence, you know, from the production side of these conferences, which are very in depth and have an awful lot going on, what do you guys get out of it? You know, a lot of designers, they come out of these things, yo, I'm recharged, I'm ready to hit it. You know, Steve Gordon comes back, and man, maybe we're talking about Steve too much on these podcasts so far, but he comes back every year from the Howe Conference, and he is just lit up like a Christmas tree, just ready to go. And, and I think a lot of people get that. I'm curious to know what you guys get out of the conference.
My favorite thing about the conference is I get to meet my authors face to face. We make whole books, you know, by email and phone, and
really,
I never meet them. And then, you know, it's really cool to meet them. Sometimes we meet ahead of time, you know.
Sure.
But a lot of our authors are across the country and not close, so that's a huge benefit for me.
So is it like reunion and hug time when you see each other? Is like, you know, from across the field and you run in and there's daisies
and it's in
phase. Here's your book. Or it's the, hey, aren't you behind on a deadline?
Yeah.
Both of those at the same time.
Pillars.
Yeah. And you know they gotta come to the registration desk, so you know they can't skirt around it.
Exactly. I get a lot of late stuff in like the week before the conference.
No, it's kind of the deal. Shows up. Yeah. I like that. Bridget, just what about you guys?
I mean, I'm not a designer by trade, but I, sure, from, as a journalist, I mean, coming in, there's still like this creative energy that anybody can harness. I mean, if you're in a creative field, like I was in Stefan Muma and Wendy Lee Oldfield's session this morning.
Oh, I was those in the session. That was fantastic.
Oh, yes.
The authors of Caffeine for the Creative Mind and Caffeine for the Creative Team. And right. I heard a story about Stefan and his outfit this morning.
Oh yeah, I walk in and it is 8:30 when I come in that room, and I just stopped dead in my tracks. Hadn't picked up coffee or anything. He's dressed as a nun. You know, here's this
like head to toe
nun man, yeah, like
even with the
facial
nun
stubble.
5 o'clock shadow.
Yes, seemed appropriate.
And now, I had to miss that. Why was he dressed as a nun?
Because I mean, it is Sunday, and it was the creative church. And he did
course.
Like kind of like, you know, different 13 commandments for refining your brainstorming, which he calls the brain squalling process.
Which is kind of demanding. I mean, I think the Bible has 10.
Right?
He needs 13.
Not
it's
for
a little
design, but for life.
Demanding.
I'm gonna slap my hand with the ruler.
Yeah. we can, as conference staff, we can apologize for that.
Yeah. We channeled Sister Stephanie.
Correct.
Yeah. So anyway, so you were saying that as a journalist, you went to that and...
I mean, you know, I have personal projects. I think everybody has personal creative projects that they think of doing. And the whole point is, like, we'll do it, you know? Here's... brainstorm it out and do it, you know? Stop talking about it, just do it. And so that's kind of a feeling that I walk away with. I mean, I love getting to see the audience that we put this magazine out for, and it's, you guys are, like, the design community is amazing. I mean, such good creative energy coming off everybody as you walk through the halls, and
it's really kind of tight-knit when you get, especially to events like this, you find out that everyone seems to be really, really open, but also kind of, like, already close through shared experiences. With that, was that a bad drink of coffee you just took there?
It's gone.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm asking that question. Also, things are going off the wall. But that's great. And Bridget, I haven't heard from you yet.
Yeah. You know, I'm a designer, so this kind of stuff, I just eat it up. I leave feeling really charged, like you were talking about. Just get to see a lot of people who I respect, whose work that I've either featured in the magazine or would like to feature in the magazine. And then I'm also really looking for collaborators, because when we get the opportunity to collaborate with a designer or an illustrator or photographer for the magazine.
Please, okay, let's make it happen.
Okay.
We'll do that right here on the show.
Yeah. How do you like people to contact you if they have ideas?
Shh, no, don't spread that around. I'm keeping that to myself.
No, you know what? I get all kinds of different people. Sometimes it's a really easy fit. Like, we...
No.
No, sometimes we'll feature somebody and there'll be something about the work that we featured that will make me realize that they would be a really good fit for another project. And so sometimes we're like, oh, wow, that was really amazing, that work they submitted, and maybe we should check out if they were interested in collaborating with us on this piece. But in an event like this, it's great for me to be able to walk around and see what people are doing, what they're into, and then just meet people that I maybe normally, that are sort of outside the circles that we normally run in, and get some fresh blood in there and really just get the opportunity. So people can contact me. I get emails and, you know, mostly, like, people just contact me via email and say, hey, you know, I want to work with Hal. And we try to do as many of those as we can. You know, if there were more issues a year, we'd do more. But we really collaborate with a lot of people on each issue.
What if we wanted more issues of Hal? How can we make that happen?
Oh, I think you have to go online.
Bump up subscription.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you have to go online. And how do people contact you?
I like that. I like how you pulled that into it
for the website.
We actually will, when we sign an article for the magazine, a lot of times we'll think of a nice web component that will just be that extra information that, you know, may not go directly with the article, but will just make a really nice fit. And so...
or that we don't have room for.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have, like, really cool parts of stories that we just can't fit on the pages. So we have to kick it to the website.
There was something I was going to ask you guys about that I just remembered when you were saying that. When do we get the How Magazine iPad application?
Is it in discussion?
I guess that's the better question.
Yeah.
Is there anything you guys would like to announce here on the show? Probably not.
No, but when we're ready to announce it, we'll call you.
Deal. I want to hear more about that. I would love to have How Magazine on the iPad that I don't have yet, but that I will eventually.
We'll see who gets it first. If you get your iPad or they get their application first, it'll be like a race.
Yeah. Right. Ooh, I like that. A little competition.
Should we wager on
can
this?
Can Nate
maybe the
his
cost
business
of the iPad.
Up by its bootstraps in time? So I think last question that I have for each of you, and thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come and do this show with us.
There's
still a lot more going on over the next couple days. What are you guys looking forward to seeing the most? Or doing the most, that is. Although I'm not going to let you guys say the closing party, because everyone says that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I was thinking of this as Jesse was talking, because we're always on the lookout for authors, too. And as Bridget was saying, you know, we want collaborators as authors. My favorite thing to do is go to the bookstore and watch people picking up our books.
Yeah?
I love it. I love to see who's picking up what are they looking at, you know. We never get that experience. You could go to a bookstore and stalk people as they're perusing the shelves.
Wait for that one specific person to go to the graphic design section of Borders.
Right,
and,
exactly.
That takes a little bit longer, I think. You get maybe a more immediate result.
Well, we do have one more thing before you go.
Oh, hang on. Now we just only heard...
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jump in the gun.
What are you guys looking forward to?
What about you?
I'm looking forward to just, I mean, I'm kind of a social person and I like just talking to people, talking to our audience. And so there's going to be a lot of different opportunities for that with like the opening reception tonight. Mm-hmm. And just putting a face to a lot of names and also just meeting people, meeting the person standing next to me in the drink line, wherever, you know?
Yeah, I would just echo that. Just being able to get the opportunity to find out from our audience directly what they're looking for from that brand.
Being more of a designer, Bridget, is there any specific presenter that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, there's so many.
I know, right?
It's really hard for me to choose which ones I want to intro because there's so many I want to see. Mm-hmm. But I'm introing Debbie Millman, which I'm really excited about because I'm really interested in what she's going to talk about tomorrow.
Do you know Debbie? Have you met Debbie before?
I have, yeah. Yeah, she judged the competition for us. International competition for us 2 years ago.
Yep.
And then also because I'm involved in AIGA, I've met her a number of times and she's always fantastic.
It's kind of impossible not to meet Debbie if you are involved in AIGA in any way.
Right.
She's kind of always around.
Right.
She wrote a book for us too.
Is she late on deadlines?
Look both ways. No, it's finished.
Oh, I was going to say, awesome. How does Debbie Millman do on Debbie Millman's deadlines?
I read the book on the way here.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a very cool book. That was we'll talk to her more about that when we get on the show. And then, Donovan, we have one last thing.
All right, so our next guest for next week is Shel Perkins, and he's the author of The Talent Is Not Enough.
The book that I have over there.
But do you guys have any questions for him? We're asking the people from the show before.
Yes, we need one question for Shel Perkins from the Ladies of How.
I think we should ask him, what's the one thing that he wants his Howies to take away from the conference? What one business tip?
I like that. Okay.
Or what one business tip would he give to the How brand?
Oh. Ooh, oh, I like that. What one business tip would Shel Perkins give to the How brand?
Yeah.
All right. And I hope it is not going to wind up being something like, stop sucking.
Oh, I have
stop sucking so much. Yeah, I cannot see Shel. He gets a little wild, maybe. No, I'm making that all up, so that'll be horrible. So
that was the speaker she was delivering drinks to at 9 in the morning.
Right. So Amy and Bridget and Jesse, thank you so much for joining us
today.
Taking time out.
Thank you so much, and we'll see you again shortly.
Yeah, sounds good.
For those of you listening at home, tune back in next week for our next episode. Make sure to check out 36point.com where we have this and a whole mess of other content live-ish from the How Conference in Denver 2010. So thanks very much, and we will see you in a week.